Okay, we'll be starting in 1 minute. Okay, could we have the recording on, please? Okay, well, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back. This is the ALAC and Regional Leadership Wrap-Up Meeting. The time is 15:44 today on the 14th of March, 2012, and we have an agenda which is going to change a little bit in order to be able to carry on with the important business first. We will start with a report from RALO chairs, and that will actually be abridged because, as you might have noticed, there are no RALO chairs in, well, there are very few RALO chairs in the room. And also at the same time, there used to be reports from our liaisons, and you will notice we don't have liaisons in the room. The reason is because this meeting is set up at a different time than our usual time, and our liaisons are busy, okay, apart from Edmund, who has already been busy before or is going to be busy after this meeting. But thank you for being able to join us. But our other liaisons are busy in their respective supporting organizations. Although we do have one liaison whom we will be introducing in a moment. Then, as second agenda item, we will be going to the review and wrap-up with the objections process proposal, the draft ALAC statement on who is RT draft report, and we will also be introducing, as I've just mentioned, Julie Hammer, the ALAC liaison to the SAC. There is also an item which is not currently on the agenda, which, Evan, could you please give us a quick description of the item, just the title?
Sorry, it's just a presentation and review of the Future Challenges Working Group basically just the final review of it.
Okay, thank you, Evan. And then afterwards, we will have the report from LACRALO Chair Jose Arce and Secretary Dev Anand Tilaksingh on the LACRALO Costa Rica events. If Glenn McKnight makes it here, by the time we reach his point, we'll have a Moodle presentation, a short presentation of what Moodle is. You might have, we'll get onto it when we reach it. And that will close our meeting in an hour and a half. We will start with a roll call so as to make sure that we have quorum. So starting from Ganesh over at my left, which is, well, we'll go anti-clockwise. If we could please have your name and ALAC or your affiliation, please.
Ganesh Kumari, ALAC member.
Darlene Thompson, Secretary at North American RALO.
Edmund Chung, ISOC Hong Kong, AP RALO.
Rinalia Abdurrahim, ALAC.
Edmund, correction, ALAC member as well. We need to know who is ALAC. So start again from you, Edmund, please.
Okay. Edmund Chung, ISOC Hong Kong, AP RALO, ALAC member.
Again? Rinalia Abdurrahim, ALAC.
Jean-Jacques Subrena, ALAC.
Salini Atatamanika Moro, ALAC.
Siranush Vardanyan, NOMCOM. From ALAC.
Aminata C. Icon Fellow.
Carlton Samuels, ALAC.
Evan Leibovich, North American, ALAC.
Tijani Benjema, AFRALO and ALAC.
Olivier Crépin-Noblon, ALAC Chair.
Holly Reich, Vice Chair, AP RALO.
Heidi Ulrich, ICANN Staff.
Silvia Vivanco, ICANN Staff.
Matt Ascioni, ICANN Staff.
Stephen Antilepsing, LACRALO Secretariat.
Wolf Ludwig, URALO.
Sandra Hofrichter, URALO and ALAC.
Moses Wajendera, Fellow.
Uriel Ange, URALO.
Okay. Sivasubramanian Muthuswamy, ISOC India Chennai, APRALO.
Eduardo Diaz, ISOC Puerto Rico, NARALO, and ALAC member.
ISOC Puerto Rico, NARALO, and ALAC member.
NARALO chair.
Okay, thank you very much. Could I have confirmation from staff that we are quorate? Quorate, please.
Correct, we are quorate.
Okay, thanks very much, Matt. You were faster than Heidi in getting to the mic. Well done. Okay, now that you will see on your Adobe Connect screen, you will see the agenda as it has been modified. Are there any comments on the agenda, or is the agenda adopted? I didn't make a motion. It's just adoption of the agenda. Okay, so let's start up then with the report from the RALO chairs. Those will be sent by email. So if we can ask, well, I guess it's an action item, isn't it, to advise the... Would you like to make yours, Wolf?
Well, if it's preferred, I can do it shortly. I wanted to ask a question. Report, our monthly reports on the workspace are complete. So we have some... everything is... together, but this may be too long, therefore, if it is desired, I can make a short summary.
Okay, Wolf. Yeah, the idea was to gain some time because we do have some things that we might need to discuss. So if you wish, if you could send the report in, I know that they are on the wiki, you file them very regularly, so I think that we can just have them sent in. No need to record or read them over here. So as mentioned earlier, our reports from our liaisons will also be sent in, and we can therefore move over to item number two. Okay, so I've just been alerted that we do have an XCOM meeting on Friday, and if the reports could be filed by Friday, it would allow the XCOM to review them. So, review and wrap up. The first thing is the objections process, and you should find somewhere, hopefully, a link to the report. The report was sent in earlier, and we're going to have to vote on it, basically, to adopt it. The process was worked on by the new GTLD working group. I'm not quite sure if everybody here has read the report. I know that a majority have. Would you need to have an introduction on it? I don't see anyone waving their hands around. I guess we've all been quite immersed with it. It is on your screen at the moment. It's an extensive report. It's, I think, very well written. The working group has really spent an enormous amount of time on this, and it really shows, and we have graphics of how the process will work. In there, you also have an actual weekly schedule of what needs to be done from the start. And when I asked the at-large working group on new GTLDs, I was told this needs to start ASAP. So to get the clock ticking, I propose that we vote right here. And so shall we have a motion, or how does it work? So the motion to pass the report.
Sorry, I moved to pass the report.
Thank you. Do we have a seconder?
I second the motion.
Thank you, Eduardo. So Evan Libovic passed the report. We have a seconded by Eduardo. Any other seconders? Yep. It'd be good to have someone from each region. We have Carlton, we have Rinalia, and we have Tijani. Great. Okay, so all those in... Yeah. Okay, so all ALAC members in favor, could you please raise your hand now? Only ALAC members. Thank you. Anyone against? Nobody against. Any abstentions? No abstentions. Did I see it? No, there's no abstentions, I said.
Thank you, Olivier. This work, this huge work that was be done, that was done thanks to one person, who is Dave, sitting here. Dave did the most of this work, and Dave. Dave is the kind of people who doesn't speak a lot, but who works a lot, and who works very good. So thank you, Dave.
Thank you, Tijani. You took the word straight out of my mouth. So no, but that's great. No, absolutely. So next one that we have on our list is the WHOIS draft report. Before we do that, let's read to the record.
The motion was to pass the objection process. It was seconded by Evan Leibovich. The motion was for the yes, I have Ganesh Kumar, Yovi Adahun, Edmund Chung, Rinali Abdul Rahim, Jean-Jacques Subruna, Salah Tama Nia Kwai Wai Maro, Carlton Samuels, Evan Leibovich, Tijani Benjima, Olivier Crepin Leblanc, Sandra Hoffrichter, and Eduardo Diaz.
Salah, for the record, could you pronounce your last name?
Tamaniko Emero.
Okay, we'll have to test if Matt remembers this one. Right, so the next one is the WHOIS draft report. And if we could have the WHOIS draft report on the screen, please. So this one is a statement which has taken several months because it's in response to a public comment period. It's loading at the moment. We are waiting for it to load at the moment. So the public comment period is the WHOIS Policy Review Team draft report. The comment period closes on the 18th of March, 2012. The WHOIS working group has been working on this. Carlton, just a few words about this, please.
Thank you, Chair Carlton Samuels, for the record. This draft of the statement was placed up there for quite some time. You would have seen that there were two comments that were made on the wiki. You would see the substantive comments. There's also been comments made on a couple of comments on the list and directly to me. We have amended the original draft in three instances. The positive comments were that we needed to say something more about the data accuracy view. And if you notice, we have added a whole paragraph on data accuracy. The substantive comment on data accuracy was that we had in passing said that we were fully in support of a data accuracy regime. And some members felt that we should go further. Although we had a previous statement that spoke in longer passage on data accuracy, the feeling was that we should push back against this idea that data accuracy could not be achieved because there is demonstrable evidence that if you have a regime that took a stepwise process to data accuracy, much as the review team is promoting. For example, you notice they say they wanted a timetable to have a 50% reduction and then another 50% reduction. That's a stepwise process. So instead of repeating that, in instance, we just simply confirm. We are not saying that that is the perfect number to achieve. And there was lots of arguments inside the review team, discussions with the board and with the community that says that it was too rigid a target. So we kind of backed away from having a target, but simply endorsed the idea of having a stepwise reduction in inaccurate WHOIS records. The other substantive comment was for us to clarify the fact that we are not against white-listed services for law enforcement. And what the statement did was to make sure that it is very clear that we are talking about the data set, the WHOIS data set that is specified in the RAA. When I say the data set, there are certain fields that the RAA actually says, this is what you should collect. That is the data set. And what we are saying, there's a contractual obligation to collect it, and there's a contractual obligation to display it and make it accessible. That's what's in the contract now. And all we're saying is enforce it. So we are not against white-listed services. What we're against is any ability to deny ordinary internet users access to WHOIS data set, as is now inscribed in the RAA. That's the issue. And so I changed the language to clarify that. And finally, it was felt that we should say something about the next steps in the series. We shouldn't put ourselves out of the line. One of the things that comes out of the discussion is that the review, because the review is authorized under the affirmation of commitments, there is the expectation that the board will take some action based on the recommendations, and that includes implementation of any or all of the recommendations. It was felt that we should be in a position to be in the loop when they are implementing the recommendations. This morning, it was good to hear in the board RT discussions that the board chairman said that he was committed to providing an open access to the implementation milestone report. And he was committed to providing free access to that information. So I changed the last, very last paragraph to write the ALAC into that process as one of the recipients of those briefings on progress, implementation progress. So those were the major changes that was made to the draft report based on the feedback that we got. I don't think there are any other substantive ones. This is my judgment. I believe that if you read it through, and unless you find any other substantive point that is left out, then we might add it, and it is ready for action. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Carlton. Are there any questions from the floor? Well, thank you, Carlton, for this extensive view into the process, and I see that plenty of input has come into this. I think we're ready for a vote, so would anyone propose the motion to vote for this? Tijani? So proposed by Tijani. Any seconders? Jean-Jacques? And we'll proceed forward with a vote. So the vote is on the HUE's Policy Review Team Draft Report. It's the statement of the ELAC on this HUE's Policy Review Team Draft Report. And anyone for? Yeah, ELAC members only, of course. For, please raise your hand now. Okay, any votes against? Any abstentions? So no one against and no abstentions. Could we please have read to the record the list of people who voted for it?
The motion was to pass the at-large HUE's Policy Review Team Draft Report. The motion to pass was made by Tijani Benjima. It was seconded by Evan Leibovich and Jean-Jacques Subrenant. For yes, I have Ganesh Kumar, Yovi Adahun, Edmund Chung, Rinalia Abdul-Rahim, Jean-Jacques Subrenant, Salonieta Taman Nai Kwai Wai Maro, Carlton Samuels, Evan Leibovich, Tijani Benjima, Olivier Crepin-Leblanc, Sandra Hoffer-Richter, and Eduardo Diaz.
Thank you very much, Matt. And now we are on to the third part of review and wrap-up. And that is the introduction of Julie Hammer. Before that, we have...
Good morning,
Wolf.
Everyone. Good morning, Olivier.
Oh, wait. Wolf wishes to say something. Wolf Ludwig.
Yes, it's Wolf Ludwig for the records. I have a question of clarification and procedure regarding this issue. Because we just... traced the issue, and we found out that there was a second candidate submitted by Juralo. And it was Lutz Donnerhage, suggested by me on 14th of October. It was seconded by Sandra on 16th. Second by Annette, the 17th. And Julie Hammer was suggested by Cheryl on the 25th of October. As far as we could realize, this was the nomination was not seconded. My question.
Sorry,
now,
could you speak into the microphone? I can't hear you too well.
My question is now, when the final selection of Julie and the decision on this election was taken and by whom?
Thank you, Wolf. And thank you for this question. And I was actually going to go into this prior to introducing Julie Hammer. So Julie Hammer is our new ESSAC liaison. The way that it works is the ELAC would send the list of candidates that it has over to the ESSAC. The ESSAC then makes the selection. So the list of candidates would include, of course, the CVs, etc. The ESSAC then makes the selection, and I understand that it is then voted in by the board, the appointment. Heidi, perhaps you could explain.
Yes, hi, this is Heidi for the record. Officially, Julie will become the ALAC liaison to the ESSAC as well as an ESSAC member on Friday when the board votes.
Thank you, Heidi. And did this election involve an interview? Because from the moment that we sent the CVs, et cetera, and the details over to the ESSAC, I was not aware of what went on afterwards. So was there an interview? Or?
Yes, the process is that the names were sent by ALAC to the ESSAC. Then there's an election committee within the ESSAC, and then they interviewed the two candidates. And then once they agreed on a candidate, they informed the whole ESSAC then. And then the ESSAC support person informed you. Actually, the chair of the ESSAC informed you.
That's right. And I received the response a few days ago, just before the ICANN meeting was due to take place. Okay, thank you, Wolf. Salah.
for the transcripts. Apologies, Olivia. Just for those of us who may not know Julie, could you just introduce her to us, please? Thank you. Which Ralo is she from, for instance?
Thank you, Salah. It seems to be that you're going way faster than I am because everyone is suggesting the next step, the next thing. I was going to introduce Julie. In fact, I was going to ask Julie to introduce herself because she has very kindly joined us on the call on the Adobe and via Adigo. Julie, can you hear us?
Yes, I can. Thank you, Olivier.
Welcome. Please say, just introduce yourself, and we'd like to hear about you and your background.
Yes, thank you. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for allowing me to participate in this meeting. As you've heard, I'm not yet appointed. I have been attending ESSAC meetings during this week online as an invited guest, but until the board confirms my appointment to ESSAC on Friday morning, that is still sort of only semi-official. My background is I'm an Australian. I am a board member of ALDA, the Australian CCNSO, and I've been a board member there since 2007. I'm actually an independent board member. My background is a military background. I served in the Royal Australian Air Force as an electronics engineer for 28 years and reached the rank of Air Vice Marshal, which is a Major General, for those of you more familiar with Army ranks. I was involved in the latter part of my career in the fields of electronic warfare and command and control systems, communication systems, and running IT systems. And my last job prior to retiring was as the acting Chief Information Officer for the Australian Department of Defence. Since retiring from the Air Force, I've been involved with ALDA ever since. I have been to, within ALDA, I'm the chairman of our risk committee, and I'm also on the ALDA ESSAC. I've been to a number of ICANN meetings. This is the first one that I've actually attended electronically, though, and I'm hoping to get along more frequently to ICANN meetings. I've not been involved in the ALAC community prior to this, but I certainly look forward to working with the ALAC and understanding your issues and working with you in the future to take your issues to the ESSAC and to inform you of what's happening within the ESSAC. And I very much look forward at a future ICANN to meeting you all in person.
Merci beaucoup, Julie, pour cette présentation. Ce sont des antécédents professionnels très compréhensifs avec la position de liaison. Certains de nos nouveaux membres, ce comité de sécurité et de conseil, je pense que vous allez correspondre très bien dans ce comité, ne se retrouvent pas durant les réunions ICANN toujours. Donc, je ne suis pas sûre si nous allons pouvoir vous voir très souvent physiquement, mais j'espère que vous allez pouvoir nous rejoindre dans le futur dans les réunions ICANN. Est-ce que quelqu'un d'entre vous a des questions pour Julie Hammer? Il n'y a personne ne lève la main, donc... tout ce qu'il y a à faire, c'est de vous remercier pour assumer cette position pour nous. Ah, je vois que Edmundson a quelque chose. Oui, thank you, Olivier. Une question ou une invitation plutôt. Étant en liaison moi-même avec le groupe IDN, un des problèmes dont nous parlons, c'est à des implications au niveau des aspects de sécurité. Donc, j'espère que je pourrai inviter Julie à rejoindre le groupe de travail IDN. Oui, Edmundson, je mettrai donc mon email dans le chat pour que nous puissions ainsi communiquer. Ça, c'est bon. Merci. Merci, Edmond. Je suis sûre que nous aurons beaucoup de possibilités. Si vous pouvez même, si vous pourriez envoyer votre, disons, nous pourrions le faire à travers le personnel. Je ne voudrais pas que votre adresse email soit publiée partout pour dire oui. Les gens pourraient vous demander, tout le monde peut vous demander de faire partie de leur groupe de travail. Tout le monde va vouloir que vous les rejoigniez. Donc, nous ne voulons pas vous surcharger avec du travail de trop. Mais c'est vrai, nous faisons ça vis-à-vis de nos volontaires très souvent d'ailleurs. Vous êtes la bienvenue à joindre le groupe de travail, bien entendu. Heidi a mon adresse courriel et Gisèle a aussi, donc peut-être elles peuvent passer cette adresse à Edmond. Bien sûr, la prochaine question vient de Salagnetta. Julie, merci de vous présenter. Bienvenue à vous. Merci beaucoup. Oui, Julie, merci de nous rejoindre. Je ne suis pas si sûre. Je ne sais pas quelle heure il est dans votre coin du monde. Il est en fait... il est 8h15 du matin. C'est une bonne heure pour moi. C'est raisonnable. C'est bien plus pratique. C'est pratique. C'est plaisant. Donc, merci. Nous avons des problèmes de fuseau horaire, des fois, avec quelqu'un va toujours souffrir, malheureusement, mais aujourd'hui, c'est bien pour nous et pour vous. Nous ne sommes pas dans cette position. Donc, vous êtes bienvenue de rester avec nous, bien sûr. Je voudrais rester en ligne pour le reste de la réunion, si ça vous va. Oui, absolument. On va donc applaudir Julie pour prendre cette position, ce poste, pour assumer ce poste. Merci. Bien sûr, ce siège, ce poste était vacant puisque quelqu'un était dans ce siège, dans cette position avant. Je ne voulais pas passer à travers cette réunion sans remercier la liaison précédente qui était Patrick et qui a assumé ce poste pour beaucoup, beaucoup d'années. Et malheureusement, il a dû laisser ce poste à cause du fait qu'il a assumé dans sa vraie vie, outre son monde du volontaire, plus de responsabilités qui l'empêchaient d'être capable de passer le temps requis dans cette position, à ce poste important. Donc, je voulais seulement suggérer que l'on applaudisse Patrick pour le remercier pour tout le grand travail qu'il a fait. Patrick. OK. Alors, nous allons donc passer au prochain élément sur notre ordre du jour.
Okay, so
alors, je regarde l'ordre du jour et l'ordre du jour a déjà changé deux fois.
Okay, so now I will...
Maintenant, nous allons passer le micro à Evan qui va nous donner une mise à jour du SSCWG qui est sur l'ordre du jour. Mais Evan aussi va nous parler des derniers fêtes du GNSO qui est juste au-dessus de nous d'ailleurs, la réunion qui se passe à côté à cause des miracles de la technologie, notre liaison de GNSO qui est dans cette salle. Donc, il y a en ce moment une discussion sur le IOC de la Croix-Rouge. Donc, il va pouvoir nous fournir des détails sur cela. Et après, nous irons vers un autre élément que nous suivrons sur l'ordre du jour. Avant, donc voilà, Evan, prenez le micro. Merci, Olivier. Et je vais essayer de garder les choses, que les choses soient brèves. Je voulais vous apporter à votre attention le travail que le groupe de travail, le travail que nous avons fait, nous avons eu une réunion productive lundi et nous avons beaucoup de bénévoles, beaucoup de travail à faire. Ce que je voulais essayer de faire dans cette réunion, c'est d'avoir une approbation en principe, sans avoir forcément un vote, avec, ayant pour but de nous assurer que ALAC était confortable avec le travail que nous avons fait jusqu'à présent et que nous avons une approbation générale pour continuer, pour nous assurer, pouvons faire des mises à jour aux documents pour que ce soit plus fort et que nous puissions faire les références nécessaires et que nous pouvons mettre des informations pour enfin donner un impact. Comme nous l'avons dit lundi, notre intention est d'avoir que ce soit prêt pour la disponibilité publique en avance de la réunion de Prague, avec l'intention d'avoir un atelier durant la réunion Prague. Jean-Jacques, est-ce que vous avez quelque chose que vous voulez ajouter là-dessus? Non? Donc, est-ce que je peux savoir s'il y a quelqu'un qui a lu ce document qui a été publié? Est-ce qu'il y a quelqu'un qui a des questions, des commentaires ou des objections là-dessus? Je voudrais avoir essentiellement un go pour pouvoir continuer. Et afin de faire cela, je voudrais savoir s'il y a des commentaires ou des objections sur le matériau qui est déjà publié. Renalia, nous avons la queue Renalia en premier et ensuite Jean-Jacques Subruna. Merci. Ce n'est pas une objection, c'est un commentaire. À la base, je suis d'accord pour l'initiative et je la soutiens. Et j'ai été bénévole à ce groupe. Mon commentaire, c'est que je pense que l'orientation ou la terminologie doit être orientée vers l'avenir et ne pas s'arrêter dans le passé. Et je suis d'accord que les failles de l'ICANN du passé doivent être amenées au niveau du contenu, mais quand il s'agit de la terminologie du document lui-même, en tant que la terminologie doit être orientée vers l'avenir. Merci. Beaucoup des auteurs du document sont à cette table, donc ce commentaire est donc noté et nous allons y faire attention en allant de l'avant. Jean-Jacques? Oui, je voudrais vous encourager à lui donner une vue, son point de vue, parce qu'il m'avait déjà envoyé un courriel, ce serait bien pour lui de le faire. Je voudrais aussi donner la possibilité de remercier les gens qui ont envoyé des commentaires dans leur courriel. Ce sera pris en compte, bien sûr, Barévan et moi. Oui, Yuro, allez-y. Yurio, merci, Renalia, pour ce commentaire. Je pense que nous pouvons travailler sur la terminologie pour qu'elle soit plus orientée vers le futur. Pourquoi est-ce que la partie parle du passé? C'est parce que l'idée, c'est de dire que les choses ont changé depuis 1998. C'est pour montrer que beaucoup de systèmes, beaucoup d'institutions et beaucoup d'arrangements qui étaient adéquats à l'époque, en 1990, ne le sont peut-être pas maintenant que nous avons 2,3 milliards de personnes, d'utilisateurs de l'Internet. Merci beaucoup, Yuro. Alors, je suppose que, Evan, il n'y a pas beaucoup de positivité au-dessus. Oui, Jean-Jacques Subruna. Merci. Peut-être une remarque générale. Il y a deux façons de suivre cela à ce stade de notre travail. Une, c'est pour qu'Evan et moi, nous puissions collecter les choses alors qu'elles viennent en remarque, disons. Ce serait utile, mais ce serait plus efficace si nous pouvions chercher des candidats qui pourraient faire une version préliminaire des choses sur lesquelles ils ont des sentiments très forts. Ce serait beaucoup plus efficace. Ce que je voudrais donc m'orienter et suggérer que nous, les bénévoles, les gens qui étaient bénévoles ces derniers jours, nous envoient par courriel pas seulement votre volonté d'intervenir dans ces aspects ici à droite, mais aussi dire que cette partie que j'ai lue n'est pas bonne, ne correspond pas. Est-ce que je pourrais suggérer ceci au lieu de cela? Vous avez déjà... Rénalia, vous faites ça, par exemple. J'encourage d'autres de le faire aussi, de la même façon. Donc, de façon à éviter de la duplication ou du travail qui n'est pas nécessaire. Bien sûr, il y a un problème de coordination. Nous voulons éviter que deux personnes adressent le même segment, le même passage en même temps. Mais nous pouvons éviter ça en ayant une consultation via Skype, avec Skype ou au téléphone ou d'autres moyens. Donc, pour résumer cela, je suggère que vous nous dites par courriel quelle partie vous êtes intéressé et nous envoyez votre terminologie propre. Je vais avoir à couper la queue d'attente parce qu'on va passer 30 minutes là-dessus. Romalia, Salah, et ensuite nous allons passer au prochain élément. C'est pas c'est juste un besoin de clarification. Est-ce qu'on va communiquer par email ou par wiki? C'est tout. Evan, oui, nous utilisons en fait trois chaînes différentes. Nous avons une discussion informelle à travers Skype que nous trouvons vraiment efficace et nous pouvons travailler ainsi en direct pour parler de petits détails, de problèmes. Pour des commandes de substances, nous utilisons le wiki et nous encourageons tout le monde à le faire. Et aussi, la liste courriel est toujours là. C'est aussi utilisé pour des discussions. Donc, dans la semaine auparavant, nous avons essayé d'avoir des réunions et nous avons vu qu'en le faisant sur Skype Chat, nous avons pu être très efficaces aussi. Donc maintenant, nous utilisons trois médias différents qui contribuent à ce que nous faisons pour les commentaires sur le fond et sur la documentation. Wiki est vraiment la chose à faire, à utiliser. Merci. Ensala, vous avez le dernier mot sur ce sujet. Oh, pardon. Pour la transcription, je voudrais vous dire très vite... Après que le concept soit introduit formellement, disons ici à Saint-Rosé, c'était intéressant de suivre les différentes réunions des groupes constitutifs différents. À mon avis, ça a évolué. Je ne sais pas si c'est quelque chose que je jugerais, ça va être pour les défis à venir ou pour un autre groupe de travail. Donc, corrigez-moi si besoin est. Mais à la base, ce que je pensais, c'était que qu'est-ce qui est sorti de la réunion GAC, clairement, et aussi les réunions aujourd'hui avec les parties prenantes commerciaux? Est-ce qu'il y avait un terrain commun, des domaines que nous devrions exploiter, où il y a des intérêts communs, ou c'est aussi, ça semble qu'aujourd'hui, dans la réunion, ISO avait une réunion cet après-midi d'ailleurs, et nous avons exploré des intérêts communs. Mais ce que je voulais suggérer là-dessus, c'est que un processus, dans mon esprit, ça correspond aux défis futurs, aux défis de l'avenir. Merci, Salah. Personnellement, je dirais que oui. Evan, est-ce que vous connaissez le sujet mieux que moi? Nous allons devoir y penser. Jean-Jacques. Oui, une réponse partielle de la suggestion de Salah, c'est vraiment une des façons efficaces pour que les ALA consolident leur position et son influence à travers ICANN. C'est au fait dans cet esprit que j'ai fait cette proposition hier à la réunion GAC, ou notre réunion avec GAC, qu'il y ait un effort de collaboration entre les deux segments de l'ICANN. Et sur le sujet de grande importance comme cela, qui sont des conflits d'intérêts. Quand il s'agit de la méthode, je pense que où que nous démarrions, que nous commencions par exemple ALAC et GAC, ou ALAC avec la community business, ou avec n'importe qui d'autre, ce n'est pas nécessairement limité à ça. Nous devons avoir un point de démarrage. Par exemple, sur les conflits d'intérêts, cela pourrait se passer, que nous pourrions trouver les choses intéressantes après les premières étapes du GAP, d'étendre, d'ouvrir cela à d'autres membres de la communauté, comme les autres SOS ou SCI, et d'avoir peut-être même une contribution plus importante. Donc, je souligne seulement le fait que la configuration initiale n'est pas forcément la dernière, le final, c'est un point de démarrage. Merci, Jean-Jacques. Je voudrais suggérer que nous allions au prochain élément de l'ordre du jour, ce qui est la proposition à suivre, la proposition que vous avez faite vous-même au GAC durant notre session GAC. Est-ce que vous pourriez vous étendre brièvement là-dessus, s'il vous plaît, Jean-Jacques Subrenard? C'est ça, Jean-Jacques Subrenard, merci. C'est juste un rappel. Hier, à la réunion entre l'ALAC et le GAC, j'ai fait une proposition en premier à mon propre titre personnel, puisque ça n'avait pas été discuté auparavant avec l'ALAC, d'avoir un effort de collaboration entre GAC et ELAC sur le sujet des intérêts, des conflits d'intérêts. Les antécédents, je ne vais pas donner de détails, mais vous les connaissez, il y avait beaucoup d'exemples dans le passé que les conflits d'intérêts avaient été en interférence et ils avaient endommagé la réputation de l'ICANN. Donc cela nous a donné des pensées pour le futur et j'ai suggéré que les deux unités, ALAC et GAC, aillent de l'avant et avec donc en faisant une étude qui aura des recommandations. Et de façon à faire les choses, j'ai envoyé par email à la liste ALAC et je suggère une ébauche d'une lettre de l'ELAC au président du GAC pour proposer cet effort de collaboration et désigner. J'ai laissé donc le nom en blanc, j'ai laissé un vide, comme ça vous pourrez choisir, vous Olivier, un nom. Deux ou trois personnes peut-être du côté ELAC pour que ELAC nomme quelques membres du GAC pour qu'ils puissent contribuer à cet effort de collaboration. La dernière chose que je voulais souligner aussi, c'est le délai de temps, à mon point de vue, mais c'est ouvert à la discussion avec vous. Nous devrions arriver à un document qui pourrait être débattu peut-être entre Prague et la prochaine réunion après Prague.
Jack, and this is actually not the first time that such a proposal is made for, of course, first time for this issue, but other issues have already been, there's been a precedent, basically. Evan, would you like to expand just 30 seconds on the precedent?
Even less than 30 seconds. There was a GAC and ALAC cooperation on the issue of joint applicant support. A small working team comprised of both ALAC and GAC members very successfully completed a joint statement that went to the board and, in fact, resulted in board action on applicant support.
Thank you, Evan. And Salah has put her hand up.
Salah, for the record, in my personal capacity, and I think I've relayed this to Jean-Jacques, I have no problems with the concept and with the proposal. However, having said that, I think it's a most excellent proposal, and I think given the times we're in, it's necessary and it has to be accelerated. However, given that I'm merely a representative of my region, I seek leave, Mr. Chair, to take this back to Mairalo to see what they think and then bring their views forward. Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much, Salah, and thank you for reminding us that we haven't been able to consult our RALOs and consult our regions in such a short span of time. I ask the floor for a few questions, and then I will provide you with my train of thought on this. If there are any questions or comments from any of the other attendees here. Yes, Eduardo Diaz.
Eduardo, for the record, the question is about procedure. So how do we go from here to creating this group and, who wants to volunteer and that type of thing?
Yes, thank you, Eduardo. We can do it in two ways. We can either charter an ad hoc working group or we can leave it... Evan, how was it done? Was it a subset of the new GTLD working group that worked on this?
I believe that's the case. I mean, there's two ways of going about it, as you say. Either you can, we can hold a vote here that, that charters a specific group, or we can essentially allow Jean-Jacques to go forward with the, to send the letter and to have Jean-Jacques convene a team that will work with the appropriate people. We can pick the people now or defer that to Jean-Jacques' judgment and let that proceed as that way.
Thank you, Evan. I'm a little concerned for time. We have half an hour left for the rest of our agenda. There are two things. First, the fact that because we are right in the middle of an ICANN meeting, we are not likely to receive any reply or answer from the GAC for at least a couple of weeks. Why? Because next week, anyway, nobody is going to be around, either in the ALAC or in the GAC. And this week, there are other priorities that come before any letters that they receive. So any new business, basically.
The answer to why with the GAC is
no comment. So what I would suggest, Jean-Jacques, I have received a copy of the letter, I think the format of it is fine. Personally, I have nothing against sending it. We might need to work out the exact language, I'm entirely happy to send it out, and I see no objections around the table to sending this out and to moving forward. That said, if we can give a few days, we could actually ask if anybody wishes to comment to this, give a little bit more time for people to digest what happened in the GAC during a meeting with the GAC, and then take our time to move to send the letter out. We got Sala and Sergio.
Sala for... Oh,
okay. Sergio, go ahead.
Mr. Chair, I am Sergio Salinas. For the record, I have to leave the meeting. I am not feeling very well. Honestly, I will try to feel better for the Lacralo General Assembly. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Sergio, and I'm very sorry to hear this. It appears there has been a bug going around. Some other members of the community have felt this, so it might be just a matter of a few minutes or hours. Hopefully. I'm saying hopefully it will only be a few minutes or hours, and I do hope that you get better. Thank you. So, Sala.
Thank you. In relation to my request, my seeking leave to relay this to Mairalo, I think because it's morning in Asia Pacific anyway right now, if I sent it today, I should be able to aggregate the response tomorrow. I can give a deadline for tomorrow, and then I could give an assent. Personally, I've told you all that I'm comfortable with it, but again, it would be yes.
Sala, this is Napi Rolla. Call it in 20 minutes.
Thank you, Sala. I think I mentioned earlier there's no urgency about sending this. If we send it today or send it in a week and a half, the response will not arrive faster. Jean-Jacques.
Merci, Olivier. Yes, I believe that... it's wise to wait a few days. That'll give time for those who wish to consult their local correspondents. And, however, Olivier, about your argument about the GAC has other things to do, I think that's not a very strong argument because, after all, we work 24 hours a day when necessary, and the GAC... paid by government shouldn't be a very different case. I was talking about this with Carlton this morning, and I think that there should be a mechanism by which chairs receiving letters from other chairs should be able to at least acknowledge receipt, perhaps not launch their troops on the attack immediately, but business is business.
Thank you, Jean-Jacques. For the record, and I'm going to have to cut this subject short, for the record, the GAC members have to revert back to their respective countries in anything they do or say. So, of course, yes, the GAC chair would acknowledge the letter, but then the process would take several weeks to go all the way back to their country and then all the way back forward. So this is why just taking a few more days for us to be able to digest the meeting is a wise thing. Next in our agenda, we have, as we mentioned a little bit earlier, update from Tijani on the discussion with ICANN Finance. If we could have this very short, please. And after that, we'll have Evan, who hopefully will be able to provide us with details of the Red Cross Olympic Committee issue. Tijani first.
Oui, merci, Olivier. La réunion d'aujourd'hui avec le département...
with the Department of Finance was on the process for additional requests for the budget for SO and ACs. They offered an evaluation form on projects so that the community could participate in adopting the model of this evaluation. There was a discussion that took place quite long on the process in general. There were many objections, but in general, the process was approved, not approved, but was appreciated because it is better to have a process than not to have any. And 2 years ago, we had no process at all. A new process with this time something in addition is the evaluation model. So they offered an evaluation form containing how the project is adapted to the strategic plan, and in there are four domains on this in this plan, and the evaluation also is about the 13 priorities of the budget for this year and also is on the deliverables. What type of deliverables can there be in success indicators and the durability of the vision? And there's something that is very important, is the multi-long-term projects. So in general, the model presented is good. We're going to pursue this discussion. There was not enough time to finish, but in general, I believe that things evolve at the finance department, and we're going in the future have something that is more rational. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Tijani, and because we are taken up by time, I'll immediately go over to Evan Libovic, who can provide us with a quick update on the Red Cross and IOC issue straight from the GNSO Council room.
Thanks, Olivier. And from the way things look, I think I can understand why there's this affinity for the Red Cross, because they might be required at the meeting. The last word from Alan, as of 3 minutes ago, from the GNSO Council, is still talking, lots of interventions from both councillors and the public. I did get some time a few minutes ago, and it's still not 100% clear how this comes out. Where things are at right now is the GNSO Council has a motion on how they would like to do modifications to allow for the Red Cross and International Olympic Committee marks to be reserved and locked away from the application handbook. So what I'm asking ALAC to do at this point is to proceed and to vote on a statement that was submitted. It has been in the wiki for some time. Matt, do you have do you have that to put up? So this has been in the hands of ALAC for some time, and what I'm going to do is move for acceptance of the motion for this as an ALAC statement on the issue for transmission to the board. I'm about to put the URL for this into the Adobe Connect chat. There have been some attempts in the GNSO Council to try and defer it on technical grounds, but that's simply resulting in other people within Council calling for an 8 to 14 day emergency meeting 14 days from now to just deal with the same issue all over again. So rather than modify our stance on this to accommodate what still might or might not happen at the GNSO, I'm moving for this motion to be passed regardless as the ALAC point of view on this. Thank you.
Any comments from the floor on this, please? Bo Brendler.
Is there a hand? Is Bo Brendler? Is there a handy text of this? Of the? Oh, there it is. Never mind.
I've also pasted the URL into the Adobe chat room.
Okay, so the motion is proposed by Evan. Any seconders? Yaovi? Okay, so let's start a vote on this. Anyone in favor? Only ALAC members to put their hand up. Are there any no's to this motion? Anybody voting against? Nobody voting against. Any abstentions? Two abstentions, one from Sala and one from Edmund. And you may comment if you wish.
Salineta Tamani Kamaro for the transcripts. In relation to my abstention, the reason for it is that it's just a matter of... It's really difficult, but it's a matter of principle. I think Ellen had requested for feedback in a certain time, and I think we sort of failed, at least in my view, we failed in our duty to respond within the allotted time. Having said that, at the same time, there should always be a level of flexibility to make comments in instances where we feel that it's absolutely atrocious and that sort of thing. But if there was no attempt to at least comment or to request to ask Ellen to say, hey, Ellen, we haven't gotten the full grasp of the matter, but we'd like to seek an extension at the proper time. And I was persuaded by Ellen's comments on the mailing list. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Sala. Edmund, would you like to make a comment? Or not? You don't need to. Just if you wish. I'm just extending you the chance if you wish to. Okay. Thank you, Edmund. So the motion is passed. Could we have a list of the people who voted for, please?
The motion was to pass the ALAC statement on reserved names for the Red Cross and IOC. The motion was presented by Evan Leibovich. It was seconded by Yaovi Adahun. Yes, we have Ganesh Kumar, Yaovi Adahun, Titi Akin Sami, Rinali Abdul Rahim, Jean-Jacques Subrana, Carlton Samuels, Evan Leibovich, Tijani Benjamin, Natalia Enciso, Olivier Crepin Leblanc, Sandra Hoffrichter, and Eduardo Diaz. For the noes, we have no vote. For the abstentions, we have Edmund Chung, as well as Sala Nieta Tamanai Kai Y. Mara.
Well done, Matt. Thank you. Okay, so now we move on to the item number three in our agenda, which is the report from the Lakralo Chair Jose Arce and Secretary Devanand Tiluk Singh on the Lakralo Costa Rica events. Dev, you have the floor.
I was in the middle of something, yeah, sorry.
Wasn't that solitaire?
No. No.
Thank you very much, Devanand Tiluk Singh, Lakralo Secretariat. Well, in November, we had sent an offer request for funding for the Lakralo events, and very happy to report that, obviously, that ICANN, with through the efforts of ICANN, to the ALAC chair and the board finance committee, especially Sebastian Bachelet, had agreed to a funding for a series of events in Costa Rica. There are three types of events. One was a capacity building sessions, and it's comprised of two sets of events sessions. One is in conjunction with the fellowship session, running from 7 to 8 a.m. And then there's an hour, typically immediately after the fellowship session, from 8 to 9, or in some cases, sometime in the afternoon. And these are focused on various aspects of learning about ICANN. And the full schedule is up on our Lakralo Costa Rica events preparation workspace. The second type of event that was planned was a Lakralo Showcase. This was held on Monday, and it was a very wonderful event. I think many of you who were in this table, in this room, were there at the event, and was very well received. We had two keynote speakers, the Minister of ICT from Costa Rica, and Raul Ekabera Lacnik and Ike on the ISOC board. And it was, I think everything went spectacularly well, thanks to the efforts of ICANN staff as well. The third type of event is the Lakralo General Assembly sessions. These have yet to take place. There's 1 hour scheduled for today and 5 hours scheduled for tomorrow. So the outcome of that would not be known till then. Just to mention, also in terms of the capacity building sessions, there were special working sessions that were in conjunction with Ela Livingston and Rodrigo de la Parra. And this was to figure out how we in Lakralo could work better as a RELO in trying to, and how to resolve our differences. And while initially there was, during the previous, in the run up to the Costa Rica, there was a little resistance to it. In fact, what happened was that due to the positive reception of the initial event in Monday, we had an additional event scheduled for today, and there was also followed by a consensus building session by Elad Livingston, which was also well received. So I think that's about it. The Costa Rica events preparation workspace has a lot of all of these details, so I won't need to go through that. And thank you.
Thank you very much, Dev, and of course, Lakralo continues its work through hours of GA. I'm not sure how many there will be now. It seems to be every time I check there's another hour. It's six now. Okay, excellent. And, of course, thanks to all of the Lakralo events that have taken place, I believe that we are breaking all records this time around on the number of sessions that ALAC, its RELOs, its community have staged here in Costa Rica. Do we have a count on these? 33 at large. Okay, so apparently it's 33 or 34? 33 official meetings scheduled, plus, of course, since we have so much time on our hands, all of the informal ones that have taken place outside these walls. So I'm not saying that this is something we have to repeat on a regular basis, seeing the looks that we have around the table. Most of us barely able to walk, and as Evan said earlier, being quite happy for the Red Cross to wait for us outside. But it's pretty tough. Dev.
Thank you, David Antilatsing again. Just also to really acknowledge a lot of work that was done in preparation for this in a very short time. I mean, the Costa Rica Events Working Group had like weekly meetings, and a lot of work was done, in, especially for planning the capacity building sessions and the showcase and so forth. So everything has gone very well so far. So kudos to them.
Yes, thank you very much, Dev. And absolutely, I think a round of applause for Lac Rallo for having staged this so quickly. Of course, it's you, it's Jose, it's the whole team that you've assembled very, very quickly to be able to stage those events. So well done. Okay, are there any questions regarding those events or I guess any monetary contributions that could go over to the April to the Lac Rallo leadership for all the work they've done free of charge? Perhaps not. Okay, so as our staff is currently leaving the room, there remains just one thing to do on our agenda, and that's the Moodle demonstration. And I ask Glenn McKnight to be able to provide us with a quick demo. Just as a reminder, we were meant to have a Moodle demonstration during the ICANN Academy webinar that took place. Unfortunately, a few technical problems prevented us from being able to have a satisfactory demonstration of it. So I'll let Glenn take us through this, please. Glenn McKnight.
Okay. okay, waiting for the screen. I'd like to say that myself and Siva, who's down, everybody knows Siva down there, him and I have been actually working on creating the Moodle site. So if we can show the slideshow, Matt. This will be a fairly quick and painless presentation, I hope.
Just like the one in Naralo.
Won't mention the Naralo one.